so I'm going to attempt to speak after that. That was so powerful, just to think of, like, Mary's perception of her son. And that's what I really want to speak about today was Mary. You know, it's so normal for us to just focus on Jesus. And we should, right? Absolutely. But I think especially if we're mothers, you know, you can't ignore what Mary had to go through, what she had to experience, what she had to feel for so many years, right? Not just birth. So 'tis the season is the name of the message. If Jane has to make a note of that, I just want to ask everybody, what season of life are we in? That's something to kind of ponder on. Are we in the season of love? Are we in the season of joy? We hear all these Christmas songs, being in a season of peace. And then some people, you know, I know that you had shared about your family coming up. So, you know, what is that going to look for her? Is it going to be a season of grief? Is it going to be a season of pain and hopelessness? You know, some people are experiencing a season of misunderstanding, you know. So I think when I think of this season for Christmas, our family automatically, as well as everybody else, celebrates the birth of Jesus. The manger scene, the three wise men, the, you know, everything going on in the season revolves around that. But I want to focus on Mary today and Mary's journey and Mary's season of being pregnant with a baby boy whose name was Jesus. I can't comprehend knowing that the baby Jesus was the king. To prophetically know about our children when we're a mom and the baby's in our womb, we get so many words, you know, given to us. Like, you're, I think with Liz and Josh, they got a prophetic word about Bruce being, help me out a little bit, just like excited with the Lord. And you get these prophecies and it touches you differently when you're a mom. About your kids, because you don't know who they're going to be when they're 16, when they're 20, when they're 40. You just rest on what you know about your child right now. And the only thing that Mary really knew and was told by the angel is my son is going to be king. And she knew that promise, and she knew that because that was God. God's, you know, sent the angel, and that's all she knew. Like, how do you even begin to fathom that? Like, I don't know a lot of properties about a king, and now I've got to know my son as a king. You know, how does that work? So it's really hard to comprehend that. And there's so many qualities of a king that the greatness is what I really want to focus on. And so it would be really hard to comprehend that my baby would be as great and as of a, that worthy aspect, that demons would actually tremble at my son. Like, I can't begin to comprehend the thoughts that Mary, you know, her wheels had to be turning at this point. So that's got to be really, really powerful in that the greatness was inside of Mary, if you think about it. Technically, the baby was inside of Mary. The greatness was in Mary, and to have that greatness, that's big, you guys. Like, I can't even think of the responsibility that she had to have. That's a lot. So that greatness was inside of Mary, and I can't help but to ask myself, do I have that same greatness inside of me? Church, do you have that same greatness inside of you? Like, really think about it. Jesus is living in our hearts. He resonates in us. So does that mean that we have that same greatness that Mary felt so many, I mean, at least for 9 months, right, guys? Like, you felt a baby cake. Oh, that's greatness. Like, you know, I know I'm speaking lightly, but I can't begin to comprehend that amount. So do you know what's inside of you, church? This greatness that was inside of Mary, it wasn't an easy choice for her. Like, if it was a choice, right? Like, Kenny and I were going back and forth last night. I'm like, do you think she really had a choice though? Like, I don't think she had a choice. And that was something we were like looking in scriptures and that choice, if she had a choice, had to be really hard for her to make, to take that on, that responsibility, that load, that knowing how like, protectant and nurturer, like, all the qualities that she would have to be for this child, that's a big choice. That's really hard. And I know as parents, like, we want all the great things for our kids, and we want to be everything, right? Like, I'm pretty sure Josh he wants to be the manliest hunter for Bruce, you know, like Liz wants to be that prophetic spirit, for baby Grace. And so it's a huge responsibility when we think of that. So I know that it couldn't have been an easy choice for her, but this choice was her agreeance with the Lord. It was her obedience to the Lord. She was the Lord's servant. We're in Luke 1:30. I'm sorry, guys. But that was her agreeance, her obedience, saying, Lord, I am your servant. What you have for me, I already know that you go before me. I already know that you have created this for a purpose. I don't have to know the purpose because I'm your servant. And I said that I'm going to do whatever you have for me. So with the Holy Spirit coming and talking to Mary about this, and the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. That was confirmation already on something that she already knew. She already knew that she had that found favor. So she didn't have to worry. But I can't help but wonder. I think that it's healthy to wonder and question scripture sometimes, you know. That with her agreeance, it caused so much hurt. For her, for Joseph, for everybody who was involved, it caused a lot of hurt. It caused a lot of isolation for her. I would never volunteer to, like, set myself aside. I am a complete extrovert, and I don't like isolation. I don't like being by myself. And so for her to openly choose that route, she knew, she had to know. There was no doubt about it. She knew that she would be isolated for this choice. Because one, she was a virgin. She now has a baby inside of her. Like, what? You know, just, I can't. That's not going to be liked by many. That's not going to be understood. So she's also in a season of misunderstanding, not knowing. Because the people don't understand her. The people don't understand how the baby got there. Like, in today's world, we call it drama and gossip. But I'm sure they had that back in that season. And so how word got traveled wasn't as quick or as easy access on social media as it is today, but she had to understand that the 9 months of having this baby in her belly was not going to be, oh, that's awesome, Mary, you go, girl, that it's not going to be looked at that whatsoever. She chose the path of loneliness. Once again, I know that that's similar to isolation, but she didn't have a choice. It was just in her 100% to not even question. Okay, God, I'm your servant. Let's do this thing. Like, she didn't have a choice. People casted her away and made her feel less than, but it's because they didn't understand. Like I said before, she was the Lord's servant, and her love and obedience set fire into her purpose. And I really believe, especially, through seasons that I've been experienced, pain is for a purpose. Everybody knows that. It's so hard to understand whether you're experiencing that grief of isolation the season of grief or season of isolation. It's for a purpose. So greatness is inside of you. And you may be in a season right now where Lord has something inside of you that's going to shake the earth fully. You may be hurting and you may be crying. Just like I had moments this week of just leaning on Kenny's shoulder, just pouring tears. You may be in certain seasons of that, and that is completely okay, no matter, like, the jingles that we hear of, you know, Jingle Bell Rock and Be Happy and Joyous. It's okay not to feel that way, and I'm not trying to come to you today with, you know, don't be happy and don't be joyous, but it's okay to feel what you feel, 100%. And that's exactly what Mary was going through. But the Lord has placed greatness inside of you. And what we have to realize is that it's going to not only change right now, but it's changing our generations. Like, it's changing our kids. It's changing our grandkids. Like, I often talk about our grandchildren. I don't know who they are, but I know what we do with our kids is changing our kids' kids. That's so insane. And that's exactly what the Lord was doing. Like, everything, the reason that Jesus was born was to change generations. And he's still changing generations now. And that was another reason for his birth, a whole new purpose for that. So a lot of people may not understand right now what you're going through. Just like they didn't understand what Mary was going through. They could not comprehend what was even done. How did this happen? How did you get pregnant? How does Joseph feel about it? They don't understand. And I know that a lot of people don't understand what you're going through and why you feel certain ways. They may think that you're in a hole in a super dark season, and that's okay. That's okay for them to feel and to think that. They may think that you are not feeling like you should be feeling. Others place a lot of responsibility on how we should feel about certain things. I don't think anybody could tell Mary how to feel about this. Nobody has ever been in her situation, just like Aaron mentioned. Absolutely nobody has become pregnant by being a virgin. Newsbreak, right? Like, it doesn't happen at all. And so, in this dark season right now, I know a lot of people probably think to abort it. And I'm not talking about baby Jesus, but this dark season that she was in, that greatness that she had inside of her, so many people are probably like, you gotta kill it, gotta get rid of it. Like, this can't be happening. And I'm not talking about physical abortion, guys. I'm not. But they don't want to see it come to pass because they can't mentally understand what she's going through. They can't understand how this happened. So shut it down, you know, type thing. But I want to encourage that greatness that's inside of you guys. Don't kill it. Don't abort it. Work with it. The greatness is inside of you. Don't forfeit it. Don't get rid of it. Don't give it up. Whether it's a book, I know Pastor John wants a book. That's been inside of him. That's that greatness inside of him. And if he was to quit it and forfeit it and shut it down right now, that would never be birthed. That dream that you guys have would never get through with it if we shut it down. If we quiet that, like, oh, I think I might really want to do. I'm trying to think what you were going through with the gaming and the, if you didn't pursue it, if you just said, it's too hard, I'm not going to do it, I just can't, I know the Lord put it on my heart, but I can't, we're not. If you just killed it and forfeited it through the pain, I know that pain is in that process for a certain reason. And we want to resist that pain so quick and so easily. But I just encourage that we really work for it and we really go for it, guys. Mary had to be in this process. She had to. If in Luke 1:30 and on, I can read scripture, guys, if you really want me to. We can go through whole Luke and I'll break it down soon. But if she didn't understand the process, this whole thing wouldn't have happened. She couldn't comprehend it, and she was okay with that because she had the Lord on her side. This process was necessary for her to experience this and go through it. It was necessary because what came out of it? Y'all want to help me out? Jesus, right? No ifs, ands, or buts. It would have been completely different if the Lord showed up one morning and said, baby in a basket on your doorstep, right? Like, right. How we see on TV and movies, and so many people just leave a random, or you can think of Moses and like, there are different ways that this could have been handled, guys. Like, there are. And so when I think about, why did that process happen? Why did she have to become pregnant with baby Jesus? Like, he could have been here already, and she just became the mom. But this process was necessary for Mary. This process that is through us, through our pain, it's necessary. Are we following? That dream that you have in you, that book that you have, don't give it up. You got to hold on through it, because Mary held on through that whole thing. Through the condemnation, through the hurt, through the pain, the isolation, all the negativity that she had, she still held on just for baby Jesus, just for a promise that she did not know would come to pass. I mean, she had the promises and the confirmation that it would. Like, just trust me, Mary. Like, I am an angel. And I don't know if you know, like, angels didn't just show up all the time back then. Like, this was a big deal, okay? That an angel was sent to give her the word. She could have had the word from anybody else, right? A friend, a neighbor. Joseph could have came to her and been like, hey, you know what? I heard, you know. But that didn't happen until he had that dream from the angel. Until another angel got sent, right? Like, the angels, who pointed out the angels on the, was it Ronnie? Ronnie, you're like, all these songs had angels in them. Imagine that. Like, that's the way the Lord works. So, glory is to come if she could just hold on. And that's such a hard statement to be given. I know everybody has experienced grief here, and you guys know that I have. And to be encouraged, like, just hold on. That's, nobody wants to, right? Like, that's such good words of encouragement. And as Christians, we give that so often, but that's so hard when we don't understand it. So if you can just hold on, glory is inside of you. And it will be here. So I'm going to break down Luke 1:30. But and the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor. You'll conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. So already the load of, like, what am I going to call him, was taken care of, you know? And it was her responsibility to listen to that. And Jesus means Savior. Jesus saved her, just like you mentioned, Aaron, and the entire world. Already in her belly, this is Jesus. So how many times are we told not to be afraid in those situations of creating a book, following the gaming, you know, whatever, this greatness, this bubbling, this Lord has called on our life and we've got to do it and it's so uncomfortable. How many times are we told not to be afraid of that? Like, don't be afraid to write that book. Like, you got this. God's on your side. It'll turn out, you know. And how many times are we told not to fear something that is so stinking hard for us? How many times are we told that? And I know the whole song, Mary, did you know, but really break it down. Did she know what was inside of her? I know, like a physical baby, because the angel said, you're going to conceive. So obviously it's not a donkey she's conceiving. This is baby Jesus that she has in her belly and that she's comprehending what's going to be inside of her. And I want to ask the question again, do we know what's inside of us? That's something that it's uncomfortable to think about, you know, what's inside of us. But that's definitely a question we've got to think. Our automatic reaction to flesh is to fear and try to figure out how to deal with our greatness ourselves. Like, this great project, this great... I keep on coming to your book, Pastor John, but if anything that y'all are experiencing, that's something that our automatic reaction is like to back away. This is too hard. We're not going to do it. And that's exactly probably how Mary's automatic reaction was. You know, when we read in scripture down, it had to like shake her and baffle her. And what am I doing? Like, how do I explain this to Joseph? How do I explain it to Elizabeth? Like, I've got to go see her now. Like, how am I supposed to do this by myself? Because everybody else is against me at this point. Like, nobody is a fan of me if I say, hey, I'm pregnant and I'm a virgin and he's going to save the whole world. Like, nobody is going to get behind that. You know? And I also have to think of Mary's character. Like, we build character by doing what's right when nobody's looking. And so it's that question of character that people would have for Mary. You say that you're a virgin, however, it's not looking like you are, you know, so I can't help but to think having that on her side, that's already a, no, you're losing your friends here. So forcing her back into isolation. So how do we deal with it with ourselves? Because she probably thought of that, because that's my automatic reaction when I've got stuff going on. I'm like, gotta handle it by myself. But I don't. I have a spouse who is bomb awesome at taking care of everything for me. And I have such a great church family to surround me in prayer and thoughts and love. And I don't have to do it by myself, guys. And you don't either.
Yes.
So the angel was very clear to Mary on what to prepare for. And that's a lot of times we need that preparation. Lord, I have no clue how I'm supposed to birth this greatness. I have no clue how I'm even to start this process of it. But the angel was very clear to Mary.
Amen.
Sorry, I always cry. It's okay. She first had to hear him. Like, that's our first step. We have to understand how to hear from God.
Amen.
If we expect any kind of help. So she had to hear from the angels. In church, I just want to ask if our ears are open. I know I get so convicted for that, but guys, if we're going through something, we have to learn to listen to him. Even though it's uncomfortable, I'm sure Mary didn't want to have to do this. But she was the Lord's servant, and she had already made that as her life. That was her character. That was who she was the Lord's servant. And are we listening to our mission? Maybe we do hear God's voice, but we can't ignore it. I've been there. I've heard the Lord's voice and knew good and well what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm like, oh, that's so uncomfortable. So I'm just not going to do it. And I know he'll just use the next person. We can use this as simple as praying for our friends and our neighbors, right? It's uncomfortable sometimes when we get a really powerful word and we know that it's going to hurt them. Like, how do we deliver that in a loving way? So often we're like, oh, that's just so uncomfortable. I'm not going to do it. So we don't. Right? So one, we got to hear from God. We've got to understand that. And we've also got to understand our mission. The angel could have like been playing mind games with her, but no, he was very clear about what was going on here, guys, right? You're going to conceive, you're going to name him Jesus, like laying out all the steps for Mary. There was no guesswork for her. There was no preparation. When we think of like preparing for a baby, it's exhausting, right? I mean, do you want to get up here and talk everything you had to prepare for becoming a mom, everything that you have to prepare for outside of the baby showers? I mean, because we love y'all for preparing for us, but and postpartum hormones can make you crazy, right? You think you've got to scrub the baseboards to get ready for a baby. The baby doesn't even see when it comes out, right? Like, it can't, that's 6 feet they can't see. So it's absolutely ridiculous to think of the preparation that new moms go from. But Mary's preparation was so much different. And I'm just saying me and Liz, because we have like the young ones here. We're newer in this season of pregnant and delivery and preparing. But Mary's situation was so much different, guys. So much more, right? I can't even, once again, this was greatness. And I'm not saying that our kids aren't great because the Lord is in them and they are so powerful. But to be told that we have the responsibility of having Jesus, that's a lot to prepare for. And I don't think 9 months would give me enough time, right? I just don't. So it's very clear, and I want to encourage that we open our ears, that we listen to whatever the mission for our greatness is, whatever God has laid on our bellies and our hearts to do. We've got to be obedient for it. We've got to get prepared for it. After the angel told her what to expect, he gave her a plan to follow. He also guided her and said that the Holy Spirit will come upon her in Luke 1:35. She didn't have to wonder how this is going to happen. Yes, she was told that the baby was going to be inside her. She was told what to name it. But that still wasn't like, I mean, where are we going? What are we doing? How? I mean, this is pretty intense, angel. I just don't know how it's going to work. But in Luke 1:35, the angel told her. She didn't have to figure it out. She didn't have to worry. And that's exactly with being the Lord's servant. That's just how it is. And Kenny reminds me that of that daily. Lizbeth, if you would just listen, not to him, but to the Holy Spirit, if you would just listen and understand, like, you don't have to figure this out. You don't have to know. And I know, Lydia, sometimes you struggle with that. Like, we don't have to know what's going on Tuesday and how are we going to get to the gas station on Thursday. Like, we don't, guys. Okay, and I know it's easier said than done, but the Lord worked it out for her because she was in the presence of the Holy Spirit every single day, every single minute. And I know when I spend more time, like when you ask me to preach, so many blessings come from being in God's Word every single night preparing for a message. And you can't ignore that. You can't ignore the fact that the more time you spend in the Word, the more time He wants to invest in us. I mean, it's only His heart. But the angel right there said the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Okay, well, if Holy Spirit's already on Mary all the time because she's the Lord's servant, like, that's going to be big. To be told that the Holy Spirit's going to come on you. Like, I thought He was already with me at all times. But that's huge. That's an event that's going to happen, Mary. You're going to know. It's going to resonate you. And later when we read, jumped for joy. Like, she felt that gut-wrenching joy insertion. Like, she felt that. And that was the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure that she was aware of how the Holy Spirit felt this whole time. Right? Like, if you're walking with the Lord, you constantly have that peace, that confirmation that it's okay. But she felt something different, guys. She felt that joy. A lot of times we need that. We ask the Lord, Lord, can I just feel happy for a day? Can I just feel that joy? Can I just feel that relief from the grief? Whatever that is inside of you. I know everybody has asked for that before. Like, I just need a breath. Right, guys? And it said that the Holy Spirit would come upon her. Get it, girl. And it to make that impact, I know she's already heard from the Holy Spirit. So her ears are working. But to actually feel when she went to visit Elizabeth, that hit me in a different kind of way, guys. So we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit to recognize the Holy Spirit, to know the voice of God, that the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Luke 1:36. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. So in Luke 1:36, right? I mean, the person that she goes to, and this has happened, like, I know I've spoken before on it just so happens. Like, God aligns everything up for a purpose. And so God will never fail in this. The angel had to give confirmation to Mary and give her that encouragement. And he also supplied a relative. I don't know the relation with, do you? What Mary, I meant, what Elizabeth? Cousin? Okay. So I know the first person I don't go to is my cousin. But who was sharing a similar experience? Who was in a similar boat to say, hey girl, I get that. I understand that. You're going through what? Like a virgin and pregnant? Right. So an old lady, right? So not only did the angel prepare the way and tell her everything that was going on from God, God placed Elizabeth in that right time, in that right moment for Mary to have. So Mary and Elizabeth were hanging out, and Elizabeth had such great words of encouragement for her. I'm sure in the heat of just finding out that I'm going to have a baby, I need all the help that I can get. Everybody needs that support. Like, I don't care what you're going through, but I got you. Like, you need that person, and Kenny's my person. And she felt so uncomfortable to tell Joseph at this point. To find out this big news. How am I supposed to go to my fiance who knows I'm a virgin, who knows our past, what we have said, what we've done? How am I supposed to go to him with this information? So the Lord already worked it out and supplied Elizabeth to help her believe and to help understand the assignment. If you have TikTok, that's a popular song, like, I understood the assignment, you know, and that's exactly what Elizabeth did for Mary. Like, she understood what the assignment was. And also, I have to believe that it said, behold, she also had conceived a son. I don't know if Elizabeth heard from the Lord. I remember, yeah, with that news. Yeah. Okay. So I didn't read up on that. I'm sorry, guys. But also somebody who has heard the assignment of being old, and you're going to have another kid, and his name is going to be for a purpose too. Like, they're going through similar stories for a very certain purpose. And it was to understand the greatness inside of her. This was another that I know I keep on going back to greatness, but Mary had to understand the importance and the greatness and the responsibility that she had inside of her. And in Luke 1:38, she declared that she is the Lord's servant. Glory is to come. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.